Cultural Walks in Britain by Yutaka Waku and Bill Benfield. Recorded by James House
and Donna Burke.
Published by Sabido. Chapter 1. Four Countries. Reading Passage. England, Scotland, Ireland, Wales, Britain, Great Britain, the United Kingdom. Why are there so many names for one small country? This is very confusing, and so it is worth spending some time getting the facts clear. The official name of the country is the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. This name is too long for everyday purposes and is usually abbreviated to the UK. The UK is made up of four countries, not regions, which are, in decreasing order of size, England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. Great Britain is actually the name of the main island containing England, Scotland, and Wales. The most common way, however, to refer to the whole country is Britain. This is not the official name, but most people use it because it is short and convenient. To understand why there are four countries, we must look back in history. Until around 2,000 years ago, the people living in modern-day Britain and Ireland were Celtic. At that time, the Celts were a large and powerful collection of tribes. Their civilization spread across present-day France, Belgium, and northern Spain, as well as the British Isles. In Britain, a succession of foreign invaders pushed the Celts to the north and the west. The Romans were the first of these invaders in the 1st century AD. They were followed in the 5th century by the Angles, Saxons, and Jutes, people from present-day northern Germany, Holland, and Denmark. These people established themselves very strongly in the southern, eastern, and central parts of the island. In fact, it was the Angles who gave a new name to the country, Angleland, which became England. These people spoke a form of German. Culturally and linguistically, they were completely different from the Celts, who were pushed to the north, modern-day Scotland, and west, modern-day Wales, of the island, and to Ireland. England, Scotland, Ireland, and Wales all developed as separate kingdoms with their own languages and customs. As England became more powerful, it wanted to extend its control over the three Celtic kingdoms. It conquered Wales, 1282, and Ireland, 1652, and became politically united with Scotland, 1707. But Scotland, Wales, and Ireland never lost their status as separate countries. In the early 20th century, Ireland became an independent country, known as the Irish Republic, or ERA, in the Irish language. Five counties in the northeastern corner, however, remained part of Britain and are known as Northern Ireland.
Reading Comprehension. A. 1. The official name of the United Kingdom is very long. 2. The UK is made up of three countries. 3. The Celts lived in modern-day Britain about 2,000 years ago. 4. The Romans came to Britain in the 5th century AD. 5. England became more powerful than Scotland, Wales, and Ireland.
Listening Comprehension.
So, Andy, where in England do you come from?
What a terrible question.
Why? What's wrong with it?
I'm not English. I'm Scottish. I was born and raised in Edinburgh.
Oh, I'm so sorry. English, British, Scottish, Welsh, Irish. It's all so confusing.
That's okay. It's very hard to understand if you don't come from Britain.
Can you explain it for me?
Well, England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland are actually four different countries.
And so together they're called Britain, right?
Right. But we're all very proud of our own nationality.
So I should never call a Scottish person English?
Absolutely correct.